John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's doing two shows at the Met Philly on New Year's Eve. The 7 o'clock show sold out. So if you want to see him, 10 o'clock is the show you're going to. Tickets are available through themetphilly.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the machine, Bert Kreischer is on the phone. Hiya, Bert.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I spent 10 hours in an ADR booth queuing for my movie.
Right.
So I'm in movie mode.
Okay. All right. Well,
everything's coming out like this. You're never going to believe this. I had a John DiBella moment where I go, I've got to call John and tell him about this.
All right.
I take the girls. Leanne goes out of town with her friends to Vegas. And I take the girls. They want to go to an escape room. Have you ever been to an escape room?
No, I haven't.
I just did one.
You did, yeah?
I get the escape room. And it's not in a strip mall. It's in a dude's house.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Dude, we get there. His lawn furniture looks like crap. Literally, he opens the door in his pajamas. He's like, are you Bert? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, all right, come on in. Brings us in. He's like, cell phone, wallet, car keys. I'm like, great, hand them over, girls. And he's like, all right, get in this room. Lock us in a room. And I go, oh, my God, I think I just made a mistake.
Bert! What were you thinking?
Georgia goes, this is scary, huh? I was like, you have no idea. Dude, I have never worked harder to get out of a room in my entire life.
Oh, my Lord. My God.
And we sucked at it. He gave us clues, and we couldn't figure them out. And finally, he's like, it's the clock. Move the hands on the clock.
The police are here. Move the hands on the clock. You're free.
We got to get you out of here, man. It's an hour. You've been in there for 3.5 hours.
Oh, God.
Who referred you to this place?
We found it on Yelp. Someone was on Yelp, and it was like the best escape room in L.A. And I was like, oh, let's go to the best one. Well, who doesn't want to go to the best one? And we get there, and it literally is just a house, and we told him to wait out back, and the lawn furniture was horrible. They had Black Widow spiders, and I'm just like, I believed it because it was Yelp, man. That's how you start killing people.
Yeah, well, Yelp said it was okay.
You get food poisoning up from Yelp, and you leave a review. You get murdered on Yelp, and there's no way you can leave a review.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, I got to tell you, I am so excited that you are coming to town because, you know, you're my Christmas present. I am all set for you to be here. You better not ghost me, you son of a bitch.
Don't worry. I come in. We're going to Bethlehem the night before.
Right.
And then we're in there for New Year's. I'm with the Met throws the best parties. What they do is they set up that whole front street to make it a beer garden, and we party outside. It's going to be a blast. I am there all day then. The next day, we are partying.
Whenever you're going to call in, we're always kind of checking on what you're up to, what's been going on. So we've got a couple of questions. First off, the last time we text each other, you were sending me pictures from your private jet. But now we keep seeing stuff of you on a bus. Now, what's happened?
Dude, that is a rolling trash can that I'm in. I've been living in that bus since quarantine. You know, we did the outdoor tour.
Right.
We did the show at the Vet parking lot.
Right.
And we love it, man. We pack it up. We travel with 8 dudes. Everyone's in bunks. It's the best. You get done the show. You go out to the bus. We're tailgating out of the bus. We have a grill set up. We're grilling. We have a polar plunge set up. We have kettlebells set up. Then we pack it all in the bus. Start drinking Tito's and soda, get on the road at 2 a.m., drive to the next venue, wake up, do it all over again. I absolutely love it. And not a bad way to get drugs from state to state.
Now, the other thing we noticed was, I don't know if they pulled you out of the crowd. We only saw it as it happened, but you were at an L.A. Kings game. Did that woman who was interviewing you have any idea who you were beyond someone saying, talk to this guy?
No, she had no idea.
Yeah.
Fox came over and was like, hey, can we talk to you real quick? And I went, yeah, sure. And the lady came over and she goes, hi, my name's what's that? I said, oh, I'm Bert. She goes, what's your name? And I said, Bert Kreischer. She's like, great. And what do you do? And I said, I'm a comedian. And she goes, okay, do you mind telling us like a joke when I come to you? And I was like, yeah, I got you. And she brings me over. And the first thing I do is I rip my shirt off. And I had just seen this video of these drunk Canadians going, tarps off for the boys. Tarps off for the boys. So I get up, I rip my shirt off, and there's a hockey. I don't know the guy's name, but he's one of the L.A. Kings is right by the thing.
He's right in front of it, right.
And I start banging on the window going, tarps off for the boys. And he smiles and starts laughing, completely toothless. Yeah, and the best part is my daughters were like 2 feet away from me, literally cowering like, oh my God, why would we ever bring dad to a hockey game?
But the look on her face when you ripped off your shirt, anybody who knows you goes, oh, that's Bert. Right? You know, yeah. The look, she did not, was not prepared, was not. We got to post that video. We got to get people to see this.
She goes, Bert, this is your first. Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is your first King game. Oh, my God, Bert, what's happening? And I just grabbed the mic. I'm like, this is the greatest day of my life. This is my second hockey game ever. Tarps off for the boys.
Now, with Christmas upon us, all right, I can only imagine, what's the wish list like for the girls?
Telescope.
Telescope?
That's it. All they want is a telescope.
Really?
Where'd that come from?
Because they've got everything they could ever want in life.
Okay. Good answer.
Because these kids don't even realize how spoiled they are. And so I was like, what do you guys think you guys want? We have this great back deck at the new house.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, a telescope. I want to look into space. I was like, great. Someone started smoking weed.
Right. You live in L.A. You can't see space.
Yeah, I was like, guys, I think with our light pollution, we're never going to see stars in the first place.
So right.
Get a really big telescope. And then they're like, and get one that hooks to our phone so we can zoom in. I was like, morons, that's what a telescope does. It zooms in. These two idiots think that zooming in is just spreading your fingers apart on a phone. I go, guys, that's a telescope. It's a big zoomer, okay?
You know, the next thing they're going to do is they're going to ask you for a building to put it in.
Yeah. Can you build something for us to put it on? You mean our house? Yeah, let me tell you.
So how far away are we from the movie?
We lock the picture Friday.
Okay.
And then we have a bunch of sound that has to go on.
Right.
And so I think it's going to be completely done in February. So we're looking at maybe June.
Will you be spending any more time in a cabin or anything like that?
That's an interesting statement. possibly on a gunboat going from L.A. to Hawaii.
On a gunboat?
Yeah, it's a 64-foot gunboat. Not to tip the hat too much, but theoretically, the cabin might be the cabin of a boat. So we'll see.
Okay. All right. Oh, God, I cannot wait to. And and have I got a Christmas surprise for you? You are going to stain your pants when you see what your Christmas surprise.
What is it?
It's a surprise.
Yeah. My wife does the same thing, and her surprises suck. She has a day marked off in the calendar. She's like, don't make any plans. I got a big Christmas surprise. I was like, you might want to run this one by me. Black Christmas surprise. You know what she got me for my birthday?
What?
A wallet. I go, a wallet's something a person likes to pick out for themselves based on how they like to have it in their pocket. You don't just buy someone a wallet and go, there you go, put your stuff in that. I pick my wallet.
You know, with the amount you're working, you should have gotten a suitcase.
By the way, can I tell you what's even more hilarious? Is I have a personal assistant now.
Okay.
Who has a company card. So I don't even bring a wallet with me. I make him pay for everything.
That's it. Exactly.
I live on the road. I don't need a wallet. I have a team that pays for stuff.
By the way, if I ever try to get a hold of you and your personal assistant answers the phone and tells me he'll get back to me, our friendship is over. Okay?
By the way, that happens a lot.
Bert Kreischer is going to be appearing at the Met Philly. There's one show that you can go to. 7 o'clock show sold out. 10 o'clock tickets are still available through themetphilly.com. I'm counting the days, my man. I am counting the days. I can't wait for you to get here.
I cannot wait, John. I am excited, man. You know Philadelphia is my my second home.
I know.
I'd say it's even more of a home than L.A. these days.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.